Understanding Coronavirus, COVID-19, the only manual you will ever need. Written by Tony Rutakira. Narrated by Nikki Delgado. Chapter 1. Introducing you to the renowned coronavirus. What is coronavirus? Coronavirus is a virus that is part of a large family of viruses. Coronaviruses, COV. It has been known to cause common respiratory infections, ranging from common diseases like the common cold to more critical illness such as severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS. However, the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, is a new strain of the coronaviruses that was discovered in 2019, which has never been previously identified in humans. Coronaviruses, COV, are known to be zoonotic, that is, they are usually transmitted between humans and animals. Several investigations proved that SARS was transmitted to humans from civet cats, and MERS was also transmitted from dromedary camels to humans. There are still several strains of the coronaviruses that are known in animals that are yet to infect humans. Coronaviruses got their name from the resemblance that the spikes protruding from the surface have a crown and the sun's corona. They infect humans and animals, thereby causing illness in the respiratory tracts. Every year there are at least 4 different strains of the coronaviruses that cause mild infections, such as the common cold. Most people will get infected with at least one of these viruses at a point in their lives. There was a strain of the coronaviruses that circulated in China back in 2003. This strain of coronavirus was called SARS. The virus was contained after it killed about 774 and made over 8,000 people sick. Following that, in 2012, another strain of the coronaviruses called MERS plagued Saudi Arabia. However, the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, currently plaguing the world originated in Wuhan, China. COVID-19 is usually transmitted via respiratory droplets, from sneezing and coughing. Also, it has been considered to be most contagious when people have become symptomatic. However, there is a possibility of transmission even before symptoms begin to appear. How dangerous is the coronavirus disease? Accurately assessing the lethality of a new virus is not an easy task. COVID-19, however, appears to be less fatal than SARS or MERS, but more fatal than the seasonal flu. Studies have shown that the fatality rate of COVID-19 is about 2%. However, statistics show that about 5% of the patients infected with the COVID-19 had critical illnesses. Although children are less likely to be infected with the COVID-19, middle-aged and other adults have more chances of being infected. Also, compared to women, men are more likely to die from COVID-19. This is due to men producing weaker immune responses and having higher tobacco consumption rates. Additionally, having type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure increases the risk of having complications when infected by COVID-19. The history of coronaviruses. The history of the human coronaviruses was said to have begun in 1965 as Tyrrell and Bino discovered that they were able to passage a virus called B814. This virus was found in the embryonic tracheal organ cultures that were obtained from the respiratory tract of a human adult infected with the common cold. They were able to demonstrate the presence of an infectious agent. This was done by inoculating the medium from these cultures in human volunteers intranasally. Although the common cold was produced in a significant number of the subjects, Tyrrell and Bino were not able to grow the agent in tissue cultures. However, Harm and Prochnow were able to grow a virus. They named 229E in tissue culture with samples they got from medical students with colds. Both viruses were found to ether sensitive, and they required a lipid-containing coat. Similarly, the viruses were found not to be related to any known myxoviruses or paramyxoviruses. These viruses were termed OC to show that they were grown in organ cultures. However, Almeida and Tyrrell performed electron microscopy on the fluid from the organ culture they infected with the virus B814, and they discovered particles that looked like the bronchitis virus that infects chickens. The OC viruses were all found to have the same morphology. Tyrrell was leading a group of virologists in the late 1960s that was working with several animal viruses and the human strain. The infectious bronchitis virus, gastroenteritis, virus of swine, and mouse hepatitis were all viruses that were included in the study. However, the study discovered that the morphology of these viruses was the same as those seen in the electron microscopy done by Almeida and Tyrrell. Therefore, this new group of viruses was named coronaviruses due to the crown-like appearance of their surface projections, and they were later accepted officially as a new genus of viruses. Research using serologic techniques has given a considerable amount of information with regard to coronaviruses that affect the human respiratory system. Also, it was discovered that coronavirus infections occur more often in the spring and winter than in the fall and summer due to temperature. Over the years, the human strains OC43 and 229E were the strain of coronaviruses that were studied. However, along the line it was discovered there are other strains of coronaviruses. For example, Bradburn discovered a coronavirus strain called B814. Also, this was seen to not be serologically identical to either OC43 or 229E. Studies found that coronaviruses were associated with different respiratory illnesses, even though their pathogenicity is low. However, the predominant illnesses that were associated with coronaviruses were upper respiratory infection, as well as the occasional cases of pneumonia in children and young adults. Coronaviruses were also known to produce asthma exacerbations in children, plus chronic bronchitis in adults and older adults. Epidemiology. On December 31, 2019, a cluster of pneumonia cases having unknown causes was reported to the authorities in Wuhan, China. As in early January 2020, an investigation was launched to determine the causes of these cases. These cases had been linked to the Hunan seafood wholesale market that sold live animals, which made them think the virus might be zoonotic. The virus that caused the outbreak was discovered to be SARS-CoV-2. This happened to be a new virus that is closely related to the coronaviruses found in bat, SARS-CoV, and Pangolin coronaviruses. The new strain of coronaviruses was believed to have originated in horseshoe bats. The first person with symptoms related to this virus was traced as far back as December 1, 2019. However, the person had no connections with the later cluster linked to the market. Among the earlier reported cluster of cases in December 2019, about two-thirds of the cases were found to have links to the market. However, on March 14, 2020, South China Morning Post gave an unverified report about a 55-year-old man from Hubei province being the first person to contract the virus as far back as November 17, 2019. After the first case was reported in Wuhan at the end of 2019, there have been over 80,000 reported cases of COVID-19. These included the cases diagnosed in Hubei province, as well as all the laboratory-confirmed cases. A fact-finding mission by the Joint Task Force between the World Health Organization, WHO, and China revealed that the epidemic peaked in China between late January and the beginning of February in the year 2020. By February 26, 2020, WHO gave a report that showed new cases dropping in China, However, it seemed to be increasing in Italy, South Korea, and Iran. This made the number of new cases without China to exceed the number of new cases within China for the first time since the beginning of the outbreak. These cases were initially occurring among travelers from China or people who were in contact with travelers from China. The reported numbers may have substantially been lower than the actual number of cases, especially among those with very mild symptoms. Also, the reported number reflected the local decision on when and whom to test. For instance, the UK reported 798 confirmed cases on March 13, 2020. However, health officials estimated the actual number of people infected by the virus to be somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000. Very few cases of coronavirus infections have been reported among youth. Furthermore, a report from WHO showed only 2.4% of the cases worldwide are for those who are 19 and under. Fatality rate of the virus. The fatality rate of COVID-19 has been estimated to be about 1.4%. However, the rate is reported to vary from country to country. By studying those who had died from the virus, it was found out that the time from the development of symptoms to the time of death is usually between 6 and 41 days. As of March 21, 2020, there had been over 11,400 recorded deaths from the infection of COVID-19. The majority of individuals who have died from the virus are the elderly. About 80% of deaths were in those that were above 60. However, 75% of the deaths were from those that had pre-existing health conditions, which include diabetes and cardiovascular disease. The first recorded death from COVID-19 was on January 9, 2020, in Wuhan, while the first death to be recorded outside China was on February 1, 2020, in the Philippines. The first death to be recorded outside China was in France. By March 13, 2020, more than 40 countries on every continent except Antarctica had reported deaths. Chapter 2. Causes, Diagnosis and Prevention of the Coronavirus Disease. Causes of the Coronavirus Disease. It is still unclear how contagious COVID-19 is. However, there have been some speculations about how it is transmitted as well as its virology. Transmission of the disease. At the beginning of the investigation into the virus, it was discovered that most patients had either worked or visited the seafood market that sold live animals. Subsequently, as the outbreak progressed, the primary mode of transportation of the virus then became person-to-person spread. The person-to-person spread of the virus is said to occur mainly through respiratory droplets, just like the case of influenza. The virus is released in the respiratory secretions whenever an infected person sneezes, coughs, or talks. It can infect another person if it makes contact with the mucous membranes. Also, infections can occur if a person touches his or her mouth, eyes, or nose after touching an infected surface. The droplets where the virus resides do not travel for more than 6 feet and cannot linger in the air. Given the uncertainty with the transmission mechanism of the virus, taking airborne precautions are recommended routinely. According to several studies, it was discovered that the rate of transmission from individuals with symptomatic infections varies by infection control interventions and location. In China, the transmission rate was between 1 to 5% among tens of thousands who had close contacts with an infected person, while in the USA, the transmission rate was 0.45% among 445 people who had close contacts with infected persons. Transmission of COVID-19 can also occur from asymptomatic individuals not displaying symptoms, or individuals within the incubation period. However, the extent and rate at which this happens remain yet to be known. although the virus can be detected in blood and stool specimens, according to the WHO China report. Transmission through fecal to oral does not appear to be a significant factor in the spread of the virus. Virology. After carrying out a phylogenetic analysis and full genome sequencing, it was found out that the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 is a beta coronavirus. This belongs to the same subgenus as several bat coronaviruses, as well as severe acute respiratory syndrome, but it belongs to a different clade. However, the structure of the receptor-binding gene region of the COVID-19 is similar to the SARS coronavirus. Also, the virus has been shown using the same receptor, as well as using the angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, ACE2, for cell entry. Therefore, the Coronavirus Study Group of the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses proposed that COVID-19 be called Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome Coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2, the closest RNA sequence that was similar to that of the COVID-19 is from two bat coronaviruses. Bats are apparently the primary source of COVID-19. However, it still remains unknown if the virus was transmitted directly from bats or through an intermediate host or some other mechanism. Further analysis of the strains of COVID-19 from China showed that there are two different types of COVID-19. These were designated type L and type S. The type L accounts for 70% of the strains predominated in the early days of the epidemic in China. However, it accounts for a lower proportion of the strains outside Wuhan. The type S that accounted for 30% of the strain in Wuhan has begun to account for more outside Wuhan. The clinical implication of these findings are, however, uncertain. Diagnosis of the coronavirus disease. After being exposed to the virus or you have begun to develop symptoms of COVID-19, you are advised to contact your doctor as soon as possible. Your doctor will then determine whether to conduct the test for COVID-19 based on the signs and symptoms you are exhibiting. Having had close contact with someone who has been diagnosed with COVID-19 or having been to any area where there is an ongoing community spread of COVID-19 in the last 14 days are also detriments if the test for COVID-19 is necessary. However, the confirmation of COVID-19 is through reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, RRT-PCR, of infected secretions, which has about 71% sensitivity, and CT imaging, which has about 98% sensitivity. Viral testing. On January the 17th, 2020, WHO published different RNA testing protocols for COVID-19. The testing for this virus is said to use a real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, RRT-PCR. The tests are done on respiratory or blood samples. The results should be ready within a few hours to days. CT imaging. The CT imaging features on computed tomography and radiographs have been described in a limited number of cases. However, the Italian Radiological Society is compiling the imaging findings for confirmed cases in the International Online Database. Unfortunately, due to the overlap this imaging has with other infections such as adenovirus, CT imaging without confirmation by RRT-PCR is of little or no use in identifying COVID-19. Signs and symptoms of the coronavirus disease. The symptoms of COVID-19 are not specific, and the individuals who are infected may be asymptomatic, or they could develop flu-like symptoms like fever, fatigue, shortness of breath, cough, or muscle pain. However, pneumonia is the most severe frequent manifestation of an individual infected with COVID-19. It is usually characterized by bilateral infiltrations, cough, fever, and dyspnea. Unfortunately, there has been no clinical feature that can be used to differentiate COVID-19 from other viral respiratory infections. The most common symptoms at the onset of the illness, according to study, are as follows. Fever in 87.9%, dry cough in 67.7%, fatigue in 38.1%, sputum production in 33.4%, shortness of breath in 18.6%, muscle pain or joint pain in 14.8%, sore throat in 13.9%, headache in 13.6%, chills in 11.4%, nausea or vomiting in 5%, nasal congestion in 4.8%, diarrhea in 3.7%, hemopoiesis in 0.9%, conjunctival congestion in 0.8%. The further development of the disease could lead to acute respiratory distress syndrome, septic shock, sepsis, and finally death. Incubation period. The incubation period for COVID-19 is believed to be within 14 days after exposure. However, most cases were found to occur after 4 to 5 days following exposure. By using data from 181 cases in China, it was discovered that symptoms would develop in about 2.5% of the infected individual after 2.2 days, and the remaining 97.5% of infected individuals develop symptoms after 11.5 days. This brings the median incubation period to about 5.1 days. Severity of illness. The severity of infection of COVID-19 ranges between mild and critical. Most cases were found not to be severe. A report from the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention showed the statistics of the severity of cases. Mild, about 81% of the cases were reported to be mild, which is having no or mild pneumonia. Severe. About 14% of the cases were reported to be severe, which is having dyspnea or hypoxia. Critical. About 5% of the cases were reported to be critical, which is having respiratory failure, shock, or multi-organ dysfunction. The fatality rate for the cases was about 2.3%, as no deaths were reported among non-critical cases. Prevention of the coronavirus disease. Coming up with effective ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 is a global challenge, as viruses are only preventable through antiviral vaccinations. However, coming up with and distributing safe and effective vaccines takes time, which means a vaccine for COVID-19 is going to take some time before it is available. However, there are some ways to prevent COVID-19 from continually spreading. WHO and CDC recommend several precautions to avoid being infected with COVID-19. These are the following. Make sure you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds using soap and water. Use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. On occasions where your hand is not clean, avoid touching your mouth, eyes, and nose. When you are sick, do not share glasses, dishes, beddings, and any household item. In events where you are sneezing or coughing, cover your mouth with your elbow or tissue. Make sure to throw away any and all used tissues. Avoid mass gathering and large events. Avoid close contact with individuals who are sick or symptomatic. Make sure to stay at least 6 feet away from them. In an event whereby COVID-19 has begun to spread in your community, keep a safe distance between you and others, especially if you have a high risk of serious illness. If you are sick or showing symptoms, stay home from school, work, or any public area. Disinfect the surfaces you touch regularly. Wear a face mask to prevent any respiratory illness. Avoid eating undercooked or raw meat. Avoid contact with live animals or surfaces those animals might have touched. Many governments have restricted and advised against non-essential travel to and from the countries or places that are affected by the pandemic. Also, healthcare practitioners taking care of persons who have been infected by the COVID-19 are to use standard precautions, airborne precaution, contact precaution, as well as eye protection. Contact tracing is a method that health authorities use to trace the source of an infection to prevent further transmission. Unfortunately, myths are circulating about how to prevent being infected by COVID-19 by raising the nose or gargling with mouthwash. Social distancing. Social distancing is a preventative action to reduce the spread of disease by minimizing close contacts among individuals. The methods used to achieve this includes travel restriction, quarantines, closure of schools, stadiums, theatres, shopping centres and workplaces. Individuals are advised to apply social distancing methods by staying at home, avoiding crowded areas, use of no-contact greeting, limiting travel and physically distancing yourself from others. Due to the pandemic, many governments are mandating and recommending social distancing in regions affected by the outbreak. The elderly and those with underlying medical conditions like respiratory disease, hypertension, heart diseases, and so on have been advised to stay at home as much as possible. Self-isolation. This is being mandated for individuals who have been diagnosed with COVID-19, as well as those who are suspected of being infected. Health agencies have issued detailed instructions on how to properly self-isolate. Also, self-isolation has been mandated by several governments for the population living around the infected areas. Anyone who might have been exposed to COVID-19 or those who recently travelled to a country with a wide transmission rate is mandated to self-quarantine for 14 days to ensure they are not infected. Surgical mask. Masks are being recommended for use for those who are at high risk, for example, those taking care of individuals infected with COVID-19. Additionally, wearing a mask helps people avoid touching their mouth or nose. Surgical masks are designed mainly to protect people from the wearer of the mask. However, some masks protect the wearer, but they are called respirators. Chapter 3. How coronavirus has affected the world so far. Statistics concerning the coronavirus disease. As of March 16, 2020, there have been more registered cases outside mainland China than inside. This marked a milestone in the spread of the pandemic. Deaths due to the virus have been recorded in several countries, with Bahrain joining the list of countries on March 16, 2020. Since the virus began to spread from China all over the world, the WHO was prompted to designate the virus outbreak as a pandemic. There were human-to-human transmissions among individuals who had no apparent link to China. Coronavirus disease cases. As of March 21, 2020, there have been a total of about 305,213 confirmed cases and about 12,989 deaths from the COVID-19 outbreak. The following table is a breakdown of the cases by country. However, there are a total of 113 countries that have below 200 confirmed cases in the world. There are about 197,552 individuals who are currently infected. Of these numbers, about 188,173, which constitute about 95%, are showcasing mild symptoms, which about 9,379, which constitute about 5%, are showing severe or critical symptoms. A total of 107,666 individuals have confirmed outcomes from COVID-19. Of these, 94,677